1320 WILS. Well, just hours before President Trump's second attempt at the travel ban, a Hawaii federal judge froze it. Then a second judge in Maryland blocked the order's core provision. Why is this happening now for the second time? Hans von Spakovsky is with us, one of the country's leading authorities on issues of immigration, the rule of law, and government reform, a senior fellow, legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for inviting me back.
Yeah, now tell me this, because Donald Trump came out right away and said this is a purely political move by this judge in Hawaii. Do you agree with that?
I do. And the reason he's right about that is, look, you can read through the entire 43-page opinion, and nowhere in there does the judge ever actually discuss the law that is relevant to this issue. When the president issued his order, he based it all on this very specific provision of federal immigration law that gives him the authority to suspend entry of any aliens coming into the country. You would think that a judge would be talking about, well, is that statutory provision, is it constitutional? Did the president abuse his authority under it? There's no discussion like that anywhere in the entire order. So it's pretty clear the judge simply didn't like this policy, didn't like the statements made about it when Trump was campaigning, and therefore he was going to enjoin it or stop it from going into effect no matter what.
Now, the judge said it really targeted specifically Muslims. That was his issue with it, and the religious angle on it. Now, what about the fact that he did bring up President Trump's comments on the campaign trail?
Well, that really makes no sense either. And the reason being, a statute or an executive order like this is either constitutional or not constitutional or legal based on the language that's actually in the law or in the order. It would be crazy to say, well, this order is unconstitutional or unlawful because President Trump signed it, but the very same law with the very same language is okay, would be okay, if President Barack Obama had signed it. That makes no sense.
So is it unconstitutional to put an actual religious ban on people coming into the country based on their religion? Is that itself unconstitutional?
No. Congress has unlimited authority over immigration. The U.S. Supreme Court has said it. The Constitution has said it. But look, there is no religious ban in this order. It doesn't even target all of the Muslim countries in the world, like you would think, based on what the judge and others are saying. It targets six countries, three of which are considered state sponsors of terrorism by the State Department, the other three countries of concern because of their terrorist ties. It makes perfect sense to temporarily suspend for 90 days entry from those countries to make sure we've got the procedures in place to actually investigate the backgrounds of anybody coming in from those places.
Talking to Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation here on 1320 WILS. So is this all it takes? Just one liberal judge out there can strike down any order the president's going to put out there?
Yeah, and that's really unfortunate and is not the way things should work. It probably will surprise no one that both the judge in Hawaii and the second judge in Maryland, who also struck down part of the executive order, are both Obama picks for the federal court.
Okay, so is this going to be a pattern, you think?
Oh, it certainly is. The progressive left, Democrats, have made clear they are going to try to stop absolutely everything that the president does. And when they can't get it done through the legislative democratic process, they're going to try to use the courts to go around that.
Okay. So now that these judges have frozen this attempt to ban travel from these countries, at what point do you imagine this issue being resolved?
Well, I think there's probably going to be an emergency appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Hawaii. I don't think we'll get a better result there. That's also a very liberal appeals court. So it is going to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. And hopefully by the time it gets there, the ninth new justice, Neil Gorsuch, will be confirmed. So hopefully then there will be five justices who will actually uphold what the president has done.
So as a judge, I mean, can a judge essentially give any rationale they want for the ruling, a ruling of this kind, let's say?
Yeah, that's certainly what happened in this case.
Okay, so basically, even though, because what he says is that even though there's a religious neutrality that's proposed in the actual order, he says based on, the judge said, quote, any reasonable objective observer would see that the purpose is to disfavor a particular religion, right? So he's just viewing it that way, and that's all it takes?
That's not saying that what he's doing is correct. It's not. It's legally wrong. In fact, there's Supreme Court precedent on this issue that this judge is ignoring because he wants to get to this result. I mean, he's basically letting his own personal opinion drive his decision, not the Constitution, not the law, and not prior decisions by the Supreme Court.
And you write about the actual person that filed the complaint, right, in Hawaii.
Yes.
What are the details of that complaint itself?
Well, balance the fact that they are concerned about terrorists getting into the country from terrorist safe havens against one of the individual plaintiffs is the head of a Muslim association in Hawaii, and he was complaining because his mother, who is Syrian, might not be able to come visit him in the United States. Now, the last time she came for a visit was 2005. 12 years ago, and supposedly there's a constitutional violation because she now might have to wait 90 days after 12 years, apparently, of not being interested in coming here. She might have to wait 90 days to get her visa to come back into the United States.
Yeah, what do you say to those that point that out, though, that this would stop family members from seeing each other, those that are in the U.S. that have relatives overseas?
The U.S. Supreme Court has said on many prior occasions that aliens do not have a constitutional right to come into the United States. So, you can argue about whether or not that should be the policy of the United States, mm-hmm. but legally and constitutionally, the president has the right to do this.
It's Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation right here on 1320 WILS. Hans, thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.